This is Ozarks at Large. In about 20 minutes on the program, a movie filmed in Arkansas with a dark story. We'll learn more about Come Morning and its Northwest Arkansas debut in Rogers early next month. That's ahead on this edition of Ozarks at Large. The U.S. Department of Health and Human Services has issued its final ruling on a long-anticipated federal insurance parity law, which ends discrimination against mental health. Ozarks at Large's Jacqueline Froelich has this report.
According to the National Institute of Mental Health, 26% of Americans age 18 and older, one in four adults, suffer from a diagnosable mental disorder. In any given year, nearly 60 million individuals. On October 8th, U.S. Health and Human Services Secretary Kathleen Sebelius announced at a National Mental Health Care Symposium in Washington, D.C., that access to mental health care for such individuals will now be more accessible and more affordable. The ruling comes at the end of a five-year-long vetting of the Mental Health Parity Act of 2008 and mandates that all insurance providers will now be required to cover behavioral health as they do physical health. Kim Arnold is executive director of the National Alliance on Mental Health Arkansas, based in Little Rock. The private nonprofit organization assists Arkansans living with mental illness, their families, and community.
Well, it was definitely cause for celebration. And the reason for that is because we've been waiting for a very long time for those. And it's been, you know, it's a 20, the regulations we've been waiting for. The result of a 20-year bipartisan campaign by individuals and families that are affected by mental illness to end, well, unfair discrimination that led to this whole enactment of the Parity and Addiction Act. And so finally having rules and implementing that, that's, you have to have those in order to comply. And so we owe a lot of thanks to that, but So we're very excited that now we have rules that we can go by and actually have those regulations in place.
The ruling states that insurance provider health plans must feature copays, deductibles, and visits equitable to medical surgical benefits. Other consumer protections include equitable residential treatment and intensive outpatient coverage.
And it requires insurers to provide mental health care benefits on the same terms that they cover physical illnesses. And that's very important. The thing that it doesn't do, and we still have a way to go, is that it doesn't say anything yet about the regulations, I should say, don't apply to managed care plans through Medicaid or through CHIP, which is the Children's Health Insurance Program. And that for Arkansas, those are some of our most vulnerable people.
However, individuals enrolling in expanded Medicaid in Arkansas signing up for private insurance under the private option, according to email correspondence for this report from Alice Jones at the Arkansas Insurance Department, will be subject to the mental health care parity rule. Kim Arnold says she and her colleagues will be pushing for mental health care parity to extend to those currently enrolled in traditional Medicaid outside of the Affordable Care Act. Pam Christie is executive director of the Mental Health Council of Arkansas. MHCA assists and represents 15 member community mental health centers across the state, including a children's center and a residential facility for severely mentally ill.
Well, obviously, when I got the word this week, we were thrilled that the final ruling had been done. And, you know, our hope all along is to have parity for folks with behavioral health issues. And, you know, we have dealt with, we still continue to deal with stigma. That's a concern in terms of people continuing to go seek treatment so that the parity can obviously level the playing field. But to get people to continue to go is something that we will also always work towards. We work with our consumers. We just finished a consumer council conference and work on reducing stigma as much as we can to get people into treatment. And so we were thrilled as a council about the parity and about seeing the final ruling.
The push to finalize a mental health parity law came as a result of efforts by the Obama administration to both reduce gun violence and the stigma of mental illness. The Affordable Care Act requires coverage of mental health and substance abuse disorder services as one of 10 essential health benefit categories. Under the essential health benefits rule, individual and small group health plans are required to comply with these parity regulations. For Ozarks at Large, I'm Jacqueline Froelich.